since we've talked to you, obviously. How are you feeling? Happy to be back on the field?
I'm very happy. Excited. It's been a long time to be able to step out here with the guys. And just to take that step is very important for me. So I still have a lot, to do, but very confident where I'm at. Continue to just get better, get stronger and stuff like that. So it's going to take time, but I'm very positive where I'm at right now. Thomas Gill with the surgery and everything went well. And I'm healed up fine, so it's just, knocking the rust off. Being away from football for a long time, so anytime you look back at doing something you love, it's always a positive. That's where I'm at right now, so having fun still. Still love the game, teammates. Just happy to be back.
Are there any limitations at all, Vince, on what you can do physically?
No.
That's
awesome. No. So, I'm not surprised. I know there's a bunch of stats and, everything going against a person my size with the injury, but right now, I can't ask be any better. So, but of course, you got to play. When that time comes, it comes. But hopefully, I'm ready for it, and we'll see. But that's that's in the future. Right now, I'm just focusing on getting better and continuing to get stronger. So I got about a month and so before training camp. So before I get to training camp, I should be at a point where I'm very, very happy.
When the stats are mentioned and the history is cited to you, does that serve as a motivator at all to say, well, there's not a lot of guys that size and that age who are going to come back? Do you take that as motivation specifically?
Not really. Everything has stats for it. Everything you do in life is always something to say you can't do it or you should be able to do it because of this or whatever it may be. So for me, I know my body. I know what it takes to be at the top of my level, at the top of my game. I know how hard it's going to be, but, I've never shied away from competition or challenge. And this is a big challenge for me. First time in my career being able to, get sidelined from an injury and a major injury. So everything was new to me. So it was something I had to learn to do, to be patient and focus on just rehabbing and, just building up the strength and the confidence to be able to move and play. So that confidence is going to continue to get built throughout practices, throughout rehab, throughout, strengthening, conditioning, whatever it may be. It's going to be a growing process. So I'm up for the challenge. And you know what? Like I say, I can't be any happier than where I'm at right now. So as long as everything keeps going the way it's playing, I'll be fine.
We know you were around the facility last year and guys talked about you being a tutor/teacher, but how hard was it to only be able to teach and not to be on the field with your guys?
It was, like I said, that's my first time in my career. I was taken away from something that I love, at this level. And it was something new. I just had to take the good with the bad. And the bad was I was injured. The good is, I had teammates that still looked up to me, asked me questions, the coaches. I mean, everybody, they were so awesome to me. To be around the guys, to come in and go to meetings, go and travel with them and stuff like that. So it kind of eased my mind a little bit. But it hurt, to see guys lose because, it's one of those things. I wasn't out there physically to help them. But the passing is the past now. So it's just, I'm at a level now where, it's back at doing something I love to do, man. I don't take it for granted, never have, and I never will. But, just being out, being away from it, you have you reflect on some things. And I did. I mean, any person would, especially at, my age or whatever. I did, but it's too easy to give up, and I'll never give up something I believe in, and that's football and this team. So as long as I have this teammate, my teammates, coaches, supporting me, I'll be fine.
Vince, I don't know if it's fair if you'd agree with this, that maybe there were some sensitive moments with the contract and sorting that out. How challenging has it been for you to sort of put that behind you and move forward?
I'm here. That's a dead issue. I'm here for a reason. So if I didn't believe in, the things that was brought to me, I wouldn't sign it. So I'm here. It's the reason that I'm here. I'm not upset. I'm not holding no type of grudge. I mean, business is business. Everybody handles business different ways. So, but in my career, I think the right thing was for me to be up here with my family and my teammates and the staff that I've been around for so long, the organization that I know. It was just a smart decision for me and my family to be here. So, but if we think that it wouldn't work, we wouldn't be here. So it's a positive thing that I'm here. And like I said, it's no grudges. I mean, that's something happened a while ago, and that's the first time I've been actually talked about it. But it's a non-issue.
Was there any chance you weren't going to be here?
Business is business. I'm here now, so you can't. Everything happened for a reason, so I'm here. Who knows what might have happened? So I could have got drafted somewhere else too. So it's always something. What if? So if an if was a fifth, we'd all be drunk, right?
So what do you think of the defensive changes, the defensive improvements, especially in the secondary?
I think the team is shaping up to be, we're going to be good as we want to be, but we have to put the work in. We got to put the time in. We have new faces offensively and defensively, coaching staff, every team going through changes. So, but I like where we at. It's a starting point for us. Obviously, you got to get better, but it's just the foundation we had to lay in OTAs, training camps and stuff. Now that we laid it, when we come back for training camp, things start to pick up a little bit. And just leaving OTAs and mini camps, where we at as a team, we so far away from where we need to be, but I know we're capable of getting there, and it's going to take some time. It's going to take some hard work. It's going to take dedication from all these guys, and I think the guys we have has what it takes to get there. So I'm pretty excited for the season.